Are you trying to blur something out?
Just dirty laundry, buddy. just dirty laundry. My wife would have it no other way.
Giving you the benefit of the doubt that there was some decadence going on behind you that you want to make sure no one could see.
No, unfortunately, none of that madness. Before we start, can I say something here?
It's always good.
the last time we podcast, you know, you brought this movie up, yes. And we talked about going, and you and the Hellcat were very adamant about going see it with your wife as a date, yes, night. And I couldn't tell if you guys were joking or not. So I was like, you know what? You guys hit it well. I will take the bait. And, you know, maybe we have a great time. Maybe we have another Neon Demon date. You know, because my wife and I, we have kids. And I took her to see Neon Demon as a date
night. I did not recommend that one and to you as a date night.
Okay. No, you did not. No, you did not. That was my own self-inflicted gunshot wound. R.I.P. Cagney Lynn. But I enjoyed this, and I wanted to thank you.
That was a very ominous way to thank you, but it's a rom-com.
Hey, open the door.
What's wrong?
Margaret thinks we're together.
That's great.
No. Margaret needs to think we're the right type of together. Not together together, but like situationally together. Because if she thinks we're together together, she's not going to break girl code. So we need to finesse our togetherness so that we're together, but there's an opening for our togetherness and she can just slide right in so that we can be together.
Are you on coke?
Oh, it's like coffee here. It's like meth. I'm guessing. No, I'm not. I worked at Goldman. Partner's wedding. Do what you do.
Jesus, dude. Who are you?
I'm a man trying to figure this out. Look at your room. It's so much bigger. You got a painting? Wow, that's so red. We have to kick it up a notch. Make it feel like we're in the Gaga stage.
What do you want to do? Take me in the hallway?
That is not Gaga. Actually, that could be construed as Gaga. Tonight's the rehearsal dinner, so we have to do something that makes it look like you're into me, but you're not into me. And I'm into you, but you can tell by my face that it's never going to mount.
Get it together, man.
You hit me so much.
Did you think it was going to go, into like, there's something about married territory where there's going to be something gross or disturbing about it?
Oh, no, I'm not sure. I mean, it's so rare that we get out, you know, having kids and the nonsense of life and all that stuff, that I got to pick and choose my battles, right? And then again, there's also the whole Glenn Powell factor, right?
Of it's even.
Do I want to sit
even Steven,
in the theater?
You get Sydney Sweeney, yeah. The ladies get Glenn Powell.
Do we really get Sydney Sweeney and her simple eyes? Is it an even trade? I don't think it's an even trade.
All right, are we recording? We might as well just start.
I've been recording, buddy. I've been recording since the minute we hit dial. So this is all
fair. I enjoy that you say, before we get started, I want to thank you in earnest. That's not good enough for the podcast, but as if that's a private moment that we can't have.
Oh, no. That was recorded, too. That was recorded, too. I know the rules of the game with Denniston. So, you know what I mean?
I'm guessing what you are saying is that maybe that given Sydney Sweeney's early rise to fame, that this is a bit tame for her based on what you would be led to believe by the poster or the trailer where she's constantly in a bikini. Is that what you're saying, that there's not enough Sweeney?
No. I think we get plenty of Sweeney. I think we get really good Sweeney time. I'm saying that what the ladies get in, or the dudes get, you know, whoever likes Glenn Powell.
Or both, you know?
Yeah, sure. What you're getting in Glenn Powell is far superior than what you're getting in Sydney Sweeney from a aesthetic purpose, from a personality perspective, the whole nine, I think.
Butt stuff is what you're getting at. This is when I knew it was a perfect high road date night, is you are an ass man through and through, and they decide to feature one prominent comedic sequence where it's just staring and digging into Glenn Powell's asshole. I thought you'd be all over this.
Oh, no, I trust me, that gag sat well with me. I was all in. I just think that Glenn Powell is so charming and charismatic. I've been in love with this dude since Everybody Wants Him. It doesn't matter what you put on this dude's face, his hair, whatever. He's so charismatic. He's fun. And
of course, you would love him. He's representing all shorter statured dudes, which...
Okay, I have a note about that as well. Like,
they call out in the movie. That's in the continuity of the film.
You know, it didn't seem to bother my wife, who was kind of squirming in her seat. I don't know if she was sliding on some of the moisture that was happening or what was going on.
It's pretty warm where you live. Yeah, we'll say the lack of AC, maybe, or is it just all Mr. Powell?
A lot of it was Mr. Powell because, you know, it was working on me too. So I'm like, oh God, what's going on here? But she tries and she's up for it, right? She's a game, but she doesn't have his je ne sais quoi. She doesn't have his thing, right? Like his whatever it is he's bringing to the table, abs aside, looks aside, all that stuff, you know? He's far more charming than she is.
You know what I find interesting about Sydney Sweeney, and if our, you know, co-host and friend, the Nasty Hellcat, was here, he would say there's two things in particular that he finds particularly charming about Sydney Sweeney. He basically would just talk about boobs the entire time.
Oh, yeah. If he was here. Yeah. So they're great. We'll they're fantastic.
Yeah.
She likes to talk about them. I saw an interview with her where she talks very passionately about her own boobs and their role in her life.
I'm glad she appreciates, you know, God's gift to her and to mankind.
Yes.
What I find interesting, and I kind of agree with you, I love this movie. Like, I've now seen it three times. I sent you a screenshot just yesterday that I purchased this on iTunes for effectively full price, $19.99, which is way out of bounds for me. I am definitely the cheap charts looking at whatever's dropped to $4.99.
Same.
I'm that guy. But I want to watch it, and so did my wife, actually. You know, it's still playing in theaters here, but it's like, you know, one showing a day or maybe two. Like, you know, it's amazing that it's still in theaters since it's a Christmas release, but it's hard to resist, you know, being lazy and being at home. 4K option, let's do that. But I will concede your point and kind of agree with it. It's weird that a young lady as herself, as sort of an up-and-coming star, doesn't have rom-com reps. This used to be sort of the training ground for rising actresses. But instead,
this sort of like horror movies, I think, would be horror movies kind of fall in that category too.
But she's not done those either. Instead, I've not seen Euphoria, even though I've seen clips.
I need to go back and watch it. Apparently, you know what I mean?
I've seen gifs.
You watched.
there was another one that's called Reality. I think it was like an HBO or a Max original.
The Reality Winner Story.
It's been. The reason I haven't gotten around to it is because it's been compared to Charlize Theron and Monster, which is not
Yeah,
really,
they ugly her up, right?
It's not really the Sweeney that I want.
What's funny is the real Reality Winner that this is based on is actually a place that I was living at the time and sort of in the biz, right? So I'm very familiar with her. Sydney Sweeney didn't have to ugly up that much to, like, get down to Reality Winners. Like, calm down. Like, this is a slander.
Oh, you're saying that they went overboard and trying to
I think
be
so.
A
I mean,
show. Okay.
You know, Sydney Sweeney already has the simple eyes and kind of that, like, you know, like.
What is with the simple eyes thing? You're saying just not a very expressive, like, emotive actor?
Well, I mean, she's not all the way in, like, extra chromosome range.
I
guarantee that
Tropic Thunder territory very quickly. This is why we can't have nice things.
But
beautiful,
but,
gorgeous, up and coming sex icon. Now
if you
we're
upset
into Simple
her,
Jack territory.
If you upset her, she might run across the country a few times. that's where she's at.
I'm in no way, shape, or form agreeing with you. But my wife did have a comment that's like, she's kind of got weird eyes. We're watching it in 4K. She's like, she's pretty. Don't get me wrong. She was not, you know, besmirching her being on the silver screen. But
they're simple. That's the only answer. That's the only way to describe them.
Well, that kind of goes to what I was getting at as far as her not having enough at-bats in rom-coms, which, you know, Kate Hudson or Julia Roberts, that's where they would start. Euphoria and these other things, it seems like she plays manic or is known for like crying an awful lot, like having these sort of extreme emotions.
Yeah.
So it's like heavy melodrama. You're right. Glenn Powell seems like he's been doing this for 10 years, which I know he's been around in smaller parts and he's played a version. You mentioned Everybody Wants Some, even in Top Gun Maverick, as sort of like the fast talking kind of charmer, the cad, you know, that's like sort of needling other people.
There was
people.
A Netflix rom-com that he did.
Set it up. Loved it.
Yeah, great.
Is
Kate
remember.
Diggs in that?
Yes, as the one of the bosses. Him and Lucy Liu. Yeah.
Yes.
Many a great tantrum from Mr. Diggs in that film.
Did you want dinner? Because you... No problem. Coming right up.
I order from you guys like 3 times a week. You know that I'm good for it. I literally have 3 credit cards. I can write you a check?
It's cash only.
What if I told you I could pay you triple tomorrow?
Cash only.
What if I told you this face was just a mask and I'm actually a 100-year-old gypsy who will curse your family for generations?
Cash only.
What kind of grocery store doesn't serve saffron-infused Kobe beef cooked medium rare?
I go up there and ask for cash, so my only 2 options are for you to help me out or for me to finally commit a felony.
Hi. Whose food is this?
It's mine.
You have 3132. It's all yours.
I have cash. I have so much cash.
No, no, no. Hey, okay. That's my boss's dinner, and if I'm not upstairs in the next 2 minutes with that food, I will get fired. Can I borrow some money?
No, because now this is my boss's dinner, and if I'm not upstairs in 2 minutes, I'm going to be fired.
No, you won't. Look at you. You'll just swoop in with your lacrosse stick and your fraternity connections, and you'll keep getting promoted for no reason. I need that food.
$32, keep the change. Thank you.
Is this happening to me? I will not forget this.
Whatever.
Wait, sir. There are 2 dinners, one for me and one for her, so we could split it, okay? I can take one to my boss and you can take one to yours, please. This is DEFCON 5.
You know DEFCON 5 is a good one, right? So when everything's safe, international travel's fine.
DEFCON 1, you know what I mean.
What are the meals?
Okay, I'm gonna take her... the truffle mac and cheese, and you can have the burger.
Are you insane? I'm not going to give him a plain hamburger. It's a man of taste.
Okay, I'm going to fix this, okay? See what I'm making? It's a truffle cheeseburger with kale. This burger could win awards. Pickle is my dinner.
No.
What?
I'm not going to give him a truffle cheeseburger without a pickle. I want to be paid back tomorrow. 8% interest, liquidity preference.
Do I look like somebody who can afford interest? I steal my toilet paper from the office bathroom.
Well, you should really learn to keep cash on you.
You should really remember to order dinner before everything closes.
You know that pickle? That aforementioned pickle? That wasn't for my boss. That was for me.
You're a monster.
So in that one, I would say you're probably not getting the sexed up poster. But he has his Everybody Wants Some co-star in that. I can't remember. What is the young lady's name? It's Leah Thompson's daughter, I believe.
Oh, really? Yeah. You know, now that you mention it, she does kind of look like her a little bit.
Has kind of the same like delivery. Kind of has like the same like intonation. Zoe Deutsch taking her father's last name. Not a screen name there.
Yeah, trying to hide her Nepo baby status is what she's doing.
She probably would give you what you're asking for in Anyone But You, right? As far as like giving as good as she takes, I feel
sure.
Like the back and forth. But is it worth it, Hiro? Is it worth it to lose the Sweeney factor?
Is it worth it? Just because he's not here doesn't mean we can't channel him. Be honest with the question. Is it worth it to lose the boobs?
No. No, you're doing a beach movie. I will say that I, being the pervert that I am, I was a little disappointed, given how sexed up the trailer is, that the sex scenes are more hinted at than full bore. They go full bore into the physical comedy, but you have like a shower sequence that's just sort of.
They have a pretty good sex scene. Well, you're not satisfied with that? You wanted to see his asshole some more?
Maybe.
Because you get a good, what it reminded me of in Top Gun Maverick, when he has his quote unquote love scene with Penny, it's all, you hint at it, but then there's like laughing and giggling and you're kind of hanging out. They do that here, but they give us the full bore in the shower and in the bed. So there is the personality side of it, like that connection thing. But of course we were also getting the full on, let's see them. Let's see the jumblies. Let's get the speed bag going.
Not enough penetration for my
Man. It's so bonkers, man. You're Mr. like art, like cinephile. And every complaint about sex scenes is like, I want to see the pubes up and close and personal. Give it to me in 4K.
I think it does. I'm not comparing these as one-to-one. I think it's attempting to go for like the sort of out of sight sex sequence, which is more like the build up and the bantering to it. The sort of flirtation kind of, I guess, gets you there. It fills in the gaps more so than just having Jennifer Lopez just put like the goods on display. That being said,
I would have liked to see that.
More so than Sweeney. Is that age?
Oh, by a long shot. No, that's just style and class. That turd cutter is big and glorious.
Oh, I'm like, I gotta
channel my inner Pacino.
Uses
great ass
turd cutter in the same sentence as class. I love that combination.
It's the ABCs of me, baby. But it's right in the wheelhouse, right?
All right.
Wow. Check it out, guys.
Nice.
Oh, yes. It's beautiful.
See, I told you it was going to be good.
Man, that's nice. Oh, wow. Wow.
So beautiful.
Here it is.
I feel the serenity.
Pretty spectacular, hey?
It's amazing.
Hey, it's your time.
Wow.
This is so romantic.
Okay, nuzzle my neck. In there. Damn, you are short.
You are not tall enough to say that.
Oh,
are you ticklish?
No, I'm acting.
Like a toddler?
Go. Okay, can you stop?
Beg me. Beg me to stop, little bitch.
Stop! Just let me do it. Permission to put my left hand on your right buttock.
Granted. Too hard.
Sorry.
Okay, not in circles. It's not a magic lamp.
What?
Okay, now you're just playing Bop It.
I've never rubbed a buffer show.
Clearly, you've tried. Are you not wearing underwear?
It's a swimsuit. I'm on holiday.
Ooh.
Okay, just mind the gap.
How's that?
That's good. Just like, but you don't have to hover. Just kind of, the law of man in the woods.
I'm sorry.
Okay, just take it out.
You try.
You want me to stick my finger in my own ass? How's that going to convince? Oh, on you. Jesus Christ, it's like a vacuum pack down here. How'd you get in this thing? Well, that's tight. Oh, see, it's like holding a baby bird.
God damn it.
Were they not watching this whole time?
Like a mole or something on your butt?
No.
Really? Because I feel something.
I don't have a mole.
So what do you think of the the supporting players here? You got your favorite, not Dylan McDermott, Silver Fox.
So I was kind of up and down on the supporting cast, right? Like Australian Trevor Lawrence, love him, right?
Hmm. His whole. I thought you would like him.
Anyone is this the first time we see a penis hole? Like
I was about to say, anyone that's playing with his own penis as a sight gag, you're going to be pro. That
super pro, and I like the I'm just a dumb jock Australian bit that he's going for, and he's so sort of numb to the world. He just could give three shits. He's in his own world. He's having a good old time. I love that guy. But like the whole thing with Dylan McDermott, is it which this is Dermot Rooney?
Yes, I was trying to get a little payback on you for a podcast of your.
But that guy, the whole gag about him not being able to dive. Like I can see where the extra chromosome comes from Simple Jack over there.
I was being a little bit more forgiving and just saying it's yet another reason for Glenn Powell to have his shirt off. Can we set up as like the wedding is going to take place? They have like this sort of private house on a beach. We're going to teach Dad how to dive in a pool. It's just an excuse, right? It's just an excuse to get Sydney Sweeney in a bikini. The film almost sort of winks at you. Like as soon as they arrive at the beach, she's like, I'm going to take my clothes off. I can't wait to get in the water. It's like they're telling the audience, we know why you're here. The reason I'm bringing up the supporting cast is, do you think they carry the sort of exposition load well enough? Doing the whole much ado about nothing where they're playing the part of the Greek chorus and they're trying to push
matchmakers.
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed that. I thought it was so funny when they're doing their acting bits and all that stuff and how they're like, they look like they're extras on Saturday Night Live, which, by the way, did you watch that? I mean, it's going to date the podcast, but did you watch her performance on SNL?
I saw some GIFs. Does that count?
You don't have to make it past the monologue to see the difference in acting prowess or like just charisma, as I was talking about. Not to knock Simple Jack again, but you know what the thing is about these kind of movies are, is I love a good movie where people are making fun of each other. Like, mm-hmm. I love that kind of shit. You know what I mean?
Do you like
I
the
love...
short joke that she gave?
Yes. Back. Yes. Okay. All of it. Every single joke that they're firing at each other from the moment the movie kicks off, it's catnip to me. More than anything in else in this movie, well, maybe the boobs and all that stuff, but that stuff right there, like, really drags me in.
You seem like you would gravitate towards fake dating tropes in romance, which is actually really popular.
What do you mean?
I remember we did a podcast, I think it was called Holidate.
I love that movie.
I think it was speaking of Nepo babies, I think it was the Julia Roberts like niece, right?
And then it's the other Australian dude too, isn't he? Is another Australian cat? I'll look it up while you talk. Go ahead.
Okay. But that premise of the whole movie is, this pair that for whatever reason they don't want to be together. They make some sort of agreement to where they're gonna basically be the wingman or woman for all the various holidays. It was released around Christmas. I think we all enjoyed that one.
I loved it. I thought it was great. My wife and I actually saw it multiple times. It's Luke Bracey is the gentleman we're thinking of.
So that premise, the whole sort of fake dating thing, allows for that type of banter you're looking for, right? Because they can attack each other, but they don't. It's not a constant breakup movie. It's not something where it becomes awkward because you're just seeing two hateful people stay with each other, and yet all they do is really neg each other. Instead, everyone can just have fun because it's like we're not actually together, so we can say all this mean shit, and the audience can enjoy it because inevitably they're gonna fuck. They're gonna get together. The problem I have, probably the biggest problem I have with the movie, is. And I don't know, Glenn Powell, he's got a little bit of money. I actually got a lukewarm review from my co-host on Trilogy and Theory, Webb, who was like, hey, I finally got around to this movie you've been talking about for months. And he's just sort of
shrugged. That guy eats his chicken tenders with knife and fork, man. You can't trust that shit.
I knew it would either be a movie that you like very much that he's been negative about, or it would be eating, wings and refusing to use his hands, or maybe having a gloved hand. I don't know. Maybe
oh, God, that would be worse. I actually saw that in a restaurant here recently at a wing joint. Somebody brought their own like plastic gloves. Let's see you fucking. This is why America is collapsing. This is the Trump revolution right here. You shitheads, overcooked steak and ketchup.
There's probably like a think piece in the Atlantic that has said the very same thing that you're saying, that somehow it's come back to how people eat their wings. But his sort of complaint was that it's like, these aren't like real people. It's just like. Rich people just bullshitting, which I think in the age of we're coming off of, thank God, I guess, superhero movies, there's a lot of allowance I'll give that's like, yes, these people are far removed from your average citizens or whatever, but that's the trade-off just to see something very scenic. Like, they don't have to worry about PTO, vacation time. If they want to go to Australia for someone's wedding for 2 weeks and bicker with someone else, room with someone that they detest, that's fine. I say all that because Glenn Powell is set up to be, it looks like he's a wealthy guy. He's some sort of trader. He's in the financial markets. He's got his weird sort of crypto screens. He looks like crypto bro. I don't know that you have to buy into the initial setup, but for me, if it had been poor Zoe Deutsch, nothing against her. She's great. If they have the sort of meet cute, which takes place over a grilled cheese. They don't have sex. They just fall asleep on the couch. She gets up. She calls her friend and is like, I've met this great guy. I don't know. I can't believe this fell in my lap. He wakes up and thinks that she's, snuck out on him. And his friend comes over. I don't buy that if it's Sydney Sweeney, that the dude immediately tries to play the like hyper masculine card. Like, oh, fuck her. I don't care.
Okay, so I allow me to retort. And I'm going to tackle multiple pieces here, right?
I love it.
So
let's go.
Let me start with the former, right? Which is Webb not connecting with quote unquote these fake people, these, whatever. It's Glenn Powell. Look at him. Mm-hmm. Look at her. None of the three of us know what it is like to live in their shoes, to view the world through their eyes. This might be real shit to them. Like, I don't know what it's like to walk around looking like fucking Glenn Powell, nor does Webb, nor do you, Mike. Love you to death, but you don't look like that dude. You don't have his you don't have the crypto screen going on, the dollars, the big brownstone in New York, wherever the hell they are.
Boston. But I only say that because it's one of those movies where I don't think they filmed there at all, but they just felt the need to put like a Fenway
Park. It's like Vancouver or something, yeah.
Yeah, they just show Fenway Park for a split second. And that comes from multiple viewings because, you know, it probably took the third time for me to recognize that instead of just thinking.
At the end, when they're doing the credits and singing, are they in Fenway Park? I didn't stay long enough. You know, when they sing that stupid Natasha Breckenridge song or whatever it's called?
I had to look up her name because I didn't remember which sort of one-hit wonder person that was from the aughts. I'm only interrupting here. I want you to continue with your rant because on third watch, when we're watching at home, I look over at my wife and it's one of the many shirtless scenes of him. And I said,
She's got it paused. Yeah, she's doing like the Zapruder film back into the left.
Yeah. One hand's missing. I don't know where the other hand is, but one's on the remote.
The bean.
She's going to love that.
Oh God.
She listens.
Please tell me she doesn't listen to this.
Oh no, she doesn't listen to any of these. And I said in jest, like, you know, it's him on the beach or whatever, shirtless. And I was like, you know what? I've decided I'm going to look like that. I think I'm going to do it. And you expect, you know, if this is a rom-com with
support,
the banter.
Support, maybe?
No. I actually expect cruelty. Like, it'll never happen for you. Something
cool.
Like that.
Good marriage.
Okay. What she came back with, I felt was far more cruel. I don't know if she felt that. She's like, you should. It wasn't like it could never happen.
Oh God. You know, I get it every day. You know, things are not going well for me here in Hawaii. I'm confused with the walruses and shit. So, wow, that is kind of mean. Yeah. You probably should get right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So continue. You were saying these are not real people. We can't understand their plights because
correct.
They're Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney. I agree.
For Webb, but the answer to the second part about him not immediately going full bro on Sydney Sweeney, again, the answer is the same. You don't know what it's like to live the life of Glenn.
Like, I don't know what has left those doors. I don't know what's come through is what you're saying.
I have a very good friend, very, very close friend of mine from back in Miami. Big 6'5", good-looking Latino guy, chiseled. Like just a giant, beautiful-looking man with good charisma. He has some of the best game I've ever encountered in my entire life. This guy is fending them off right and left. He's been doing it. I've known him 30 years. This dude is fending them off right and left. And I'm talking about like Sydney Sweeney caliber stuff.
I'm only going to disagree with you there. Oh, that's it. That's it. I don't
he
know.
He just bats them off. Like, it's amazing to watch. And of course, in our old South Beach days, you know, he's over there doing this and batting a few off. And I'm there like the remora to the shark, you know, just picking up the scraps. I owe this man many years of servitude for the casticides.
Being practical. You knew where the feeding grounds were. So.
You're damn right.
Yeah.
You're damn right. So I was there to catch him.
I'm only disagreeing with you on the Sweeney factor because I do feel like, God, there was like a TikTok trend or something where women were filming their boyfriends or their partners, men, always men, and asking them, can you name one woman? And the joke was most men would say Sydney Sweeney. Like that was they just asked them to name a woman. That was the only parameters in place. And it was just triggered to see what woman do they think of first in this current time, the year of our Lord, 2024. And it was Sydney Sweeney. That's the only thing I feel like the film needs her is because it has to be someone that just seems even in movie star circles is just astoundingly beautiful. And that yet again, I love Zoe Deutsch, but I don't think she has that effect. Like she can play someone's personal assistant who's sort of just stomped all over. And even Glenn Powell in that other rom-com we love is not Glenn Powell you have here.
Oh, no.
So this is heightened.
He's not framed in that way, right? Like, they're not... Like, in this movie, if you even go onto the IMDb page and you watch the little trailer that pops up, there's a sequence where, like, it zooms into that... Not just the abs, but that, like, cut that goes horizontal, like the hip, and it stops and it holds. I'm like... Calm down. You know what I mean? Like, how about leaving some for the rest of us?
I love it, Hiro. I feel like movie stars are now earning their keep. I was like, if you're going to be gods on screen, put in the work. I want to see it.
Yeah. And you know what? Just like my buddy, I'm here to be the remora. I don't mind if the wife is what she does with her eyes closed, as long as I'm under the bottom like a big old normal. Just
yeah, you still have just one other hand. Just put the remote down. That's
yeah, exactly.
Invite me in.
I guarantee this will change the channel. You swing this Wii stick around. I guarantee you the channel will change. No, I don't care. Like, I'm like, the vanity is gone, right? So, and I happen to be trained in this art of picking up scraps and feeling no shame when you are the little salacious crumb there, ready to just pounce.
You still got to sit next to Slave Leia. You had a front row seat. You were still
That's
there.
That's right. That's right. And she might, you know, accidentally slip up, and I might accidentally drop one in there and, you know, have a good time.
The fantasy's gotten a little disturbing, imagining you as Salacious Crumb just sneaking in there underneath the...
I'm here like Casper the Friendly Ghost from the movie Kids. It's Casper the Friendly Ghost. That's bad.
In your version of it, Princess Leia has AIDS, and you end up contracting HIV.
I guess. It's what I deserve, you know what I mean? Being such a fucking troll.
So, on that note, what did your wife think of this, of the date night movie?
We had a great time. I mean, we almost got thrown out for trying to sneak in liquor into the thing, but we made it. We were successful in our endeavor, and we had literally fantastic. We laughed a lot, you know, we joked. Of course, as we're walking out, she was like why isn't this guy way more famous than Ryan Gosling? That was her stance. So she was like, this guy should be way more famous than Ryan Gosling. I was like, he looks better, he's way more charismatic, and he just has that it thing. And she was just very surprised that Ryan Gosling, and I watched Crazy Stupid Love last night just for general purpose, and I don't know if I can agree with her. On the physical side, I'm with her on the Glenn Powell side. And Glenn Powell is a charming cat. But Gosling, especially in that movie, in Crazy Stupid Love, is on like another level of
I think it's close. I think they're similar. Unfortunately for us, the movie going public, I feel like that's the only time Gosling reached into like his full powers, just the sort of like of charm, like, because he usually, you know, he's done successful comedies and La La Land, but he's usually got this sort of like kind of like kicked around kind of thing where he has very much the self-deprecating sense of humor he leans into for someone who's
he's like performing on a curve, right? Like they used to grade on a curve in school. He's performing on a curve. He's like anchoring something. Like, what's the movie he did where he's getting divorced? It's got Michelle Williams in it as his like wife.
Blue Valentine.
Yeah, and then he goes bald, right? Like, okay, here you go. Here's the handicapped. Take his hair away.
He goes bald and takes her to this weird like sex room, sort of like hostel thing. And I remember he has like a flower in his mouth, like a rose he's got in his teeth, and the full on like the hair is running away from him.
It's like Homer Simpson hair. It's really bad.
He's got the very thick sort of hipster glasses. I mean, this is strange to say. I kind of hope Glenn Powell, I almost want him to be like classic movie star, handsome, and always present himself as such. Like, I don't want to see balding Glenn Powell. I don't need to see that sort of character work. So I hope that he stays on that sort of Crazy Stupid Love track. He's got a Linklater movie coming out this summer. Unfortunately, it's going straight to Netflix because they bought the rights for it, called Hitman. I don't know if you've seen the trailer for it.
No, what is that?
It played in the festivals last summer, and unfortunately Netflix, you know, I guess won the auction, so no theatrical release for us. But check out the trailer. That has shot to like the top of like my want to see list. I think it comes out in June.
You enjoying your pie?
All pie is good pie.
Yeah, I'll check that out. He's also got Twisters. Don't forget that. I mean, he's
all for
got
it.
The big big budget. Who's the female lead in that, in Twisters?
Is it Lily Collins? I can't remember. It's one of those. I feel like Star Wars women that I kind of all mixed up. It's the one time I feel like you, where I'm confusing my white ladies, and they all sort of look the same to me.
Gotcha. I cannot tell you. Daisy Edgar Jones, maybe? Is that her name?
Yes. It's, see, one of the, you know.
No clue who she is.
What was she in? Normal People? Oh, Where the Crawdads Sing? Did you see that?
No.
Okay. It is something that I saw, and I don't know if this is just on the publicity tour, that I guess Pal and Sweeney want to like team up again for like another rom-com.
Of course she does. She needs to like, be carried across the football field by Travis Henry over there.
I don't care what the reasons are. I feel like we all benefit. And I wish that, you know, you mentioned Gosling, him and Emma Stone, I think have done 3 movies together.
Yes.
Two of them successful. I kind of wish that current movie stars would take a page out of old movie stars and like repair, like with someone. If they have good chemistry on screen and the audiences want to see them together, do another one. You know, it's basically like that used to be the sort of cinematic universes, was just seeing like Tom Cruise do this. It wasn't Tom Cruise in the same setting. It was Tom Cruise as a lawyer, Tom Cruise as a colonizer, right. All that thing. So I would love to see Pal and Sweeney do something else. I don't know if that's all bullshit, just because it's just something to talk about, like while they're selling this movie. But I would be way more excited about Twisters if, you know,
it was Sydney Sweeney.
Well, I mean, she would, they wouldn't even have to tie her to anything. People would just latch on, and they would, the Twisters not have the strength to pull them off the ground because she anchors them.
How about I go full slander? Oh, and, no. You know, because when you start talking about couples pairing up and doing it again, immediately my brain goes to the Before series. What if we restart the Before series with Powell and Sweeney, but instead of like falling in love, you're doing it in reverse and they're just insulting themselves, each other the whole time, but maintaining some of that Mr. and Mrs. Smith, we're fighting, but we're really getting hard for each other sort of thing.
You want to start at basically the Before Midnight.
Correct.
Of antagonism. Yeah.
But instead of going back to like pure love, you go to pure lust. And, you know, the third one is like a full on porn for you.
I don't see anything wrong with this. I don't.
Before climax or something like that. or after climax. And it's just them just laid around. It's just, they've come to their senses, you know, because once the climax is over, you know, you start thinking about, oh shit, you know, the heater on, it's almost the third quarter, maybe I can catch it, and, you know, all that sensory is gone. That's where we pick up. It's Gunn Powell trying to watch the Celtics lose again to the Heat, and you know, Sydney Sweeney just, you know, surfing Instagram reels.
You seem to miss these weeks where the Celtics put a little beat down on the Heat and we don't record, but you are catching the week that they absolutely decimated the Warriors.
The Warriors, yeah.
On national television. So I wish I had Dave on for this, just to bring that up. But Dave probably, you know, checked out, much like Draymond Green and the rest of them.
We could have talked about sort of like what it's like to live at that height class, you know, between him and Glenn Powell.
I don't know if
that's what the bond that binds them.
He would probably get into a disagreement with you that there's a any sort of difference between the two of you. He would say that you are at the same level, that there is no sort of in between. But you know, we would have to go to the tape. We just run our podcast combine and just let you all just work it out with math.
That's what I need to do. I need to go ahead and take a flight out to Kentucky and maybe just, you know, we do a little 1-on-1, game to 11. You know, just check out the low post. Let's just check out.
Well, you know, game to 11, or, you know, first one to have a heart attack.
Coronary, yeah. Who's going to first to die of obesity right there on the court? So
you brought up the Before series. You don't think that Sydney Sweeney has any sort of hope of being able to like carry that type of movie? Like you're saying Glenn Powell could easily step into Ethan Hawke's shoes, but you don't think she could step into Julie Delpy's? I'm assuming, as far as just carrying that amount of dialogue for long
stretches.
In all
honesty, Glenn Powell is almost too charismatic. Like, he's too smarmy.
Wow.
He lacks.
You love Ethan Hawke, too. This is.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, he's too. Like, Ethan Hawke has a better balance than Glenn Powell does. Glenn Powell is just too out there. Like, especially in the Before series. In the first one, he's got more of an aw shucksy sort of thing. He's got the confidence there, but he's more aw shucksy. There is none of that in Glenn Powell. Like, he doesn't have that volume to turn it down. There's no governor on this cat. He's hitting the gas hard. I haven't seen it yet.
I've always admired that about Ethan Hawke. But, I mean, if you ever watch any interviews with him, he's like an incredibly, like, thoughtful dude.
I love that guy. I've seen him many times in interviews, yeah.
And he doesn't come across as incredibly practiced in his answers. And sometimes he sort of stumbles around. If he doesn't know something, he just sort of pontificates, but, you know, shrugs. I've always admired that in his performances, especially the Before series. His character steps in it a few times. Like, he has some winning lines, but, you know, you don't go 4 for 4 every day. Like, and there's sometimes in that movie, they allow his character just to muck it up a little bit, where she's like smirking at like what an asshole he is. But you know, ultimately he wins the day.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think
I don't know if Glenn Powell has that. I don't know if you'd believe Glenn Powell would ever make a misstep at all.
Not the way he's framed here. I think I'm willing to keep trying, you know, because I dig what he's putting down.
Even in Everybody Wants Some, it's the other guys fucking him up.
Yeah.
Not him fucking them up. He has that great.
He's like the sage in that movie, right?
Where he's like, you know, when we're fucking supposed to be thinking about baseball, all we're talking about is chicks. And when we have chicks in front of us, all we're talking about is baseball. He's like so incredibly frustrated with his gang of idiots and morons.
Right. Right.
Just great. I'm hugely on board with this. I'm glad that it opened to like, it was like $5 million or something opening weekend. And then just like old fashioned, just like legged it out.
Yeah. I saw that. And this is a throwback movie. Right. And it's I forgot what movie we just did on True Romance where we talked about that it had long legs like this and just kept going and going and going. And I love to see that. Right. That's word of mouth. That's just people enjoying and having a good time. This counter programming, that's all that stuff kind of bundled together. I'm going to wait to buy it until it gets under that. That $10 is probably where I'm at. You know,
okay,
I love this movie, but 10 is, you know, because I usually wait for the $4.99 on cheap charts like you so expertly taught me. But I think this was a $10 buy.
Just had to. And the wife was all for it. You know, she had to put at least one of her hands somewhere. So she was in support.
Jesus. Okay. I hope she really doesn't listen to this.
It's
been a podcast about our wives doing mysterious things with
that's their, fine. I mean, there's thousands of hours of us talking about what we do with our hands based on what we watch. So, you know, it's one for the ladies here.
Sure.
The scotch on the rocks. Please, any scotch will do, as long as it's not a blend, of course, single malt. Glenlivet, Glenfiddich, perhaps, maybe a Glengow, any Glen.
I'm drunk on!
I'm thirsty. I want a beer. What about you? You want a beer?
Just a drink. A martini, shaken, not stirred.
A little inside baseball. I have about 10-15 more minutes. So I took a break from watching The Devil's Advocate because we're going to do it on Trilogy in Theory. We're doing like a Devil's Month. And this is the first time I've watched it, I think, with your thoughts on record. So a really good episode on the True Romance feed. But I'm struggling getting your thoughts out of my head because this is a movie I've watched like, you know, 5, 6, 7 times. It's one I just enjoy, find very entertaining. But I feel like now you are stuck as some sort of like secret like audio commentary track, and I don't like it, Hiro. It makes
me
wonder.
Which part of it?
Well, I mean, anything with Charlize Theron is kind of hard to take seriously because she, I guess, has the most dramatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
But yes, your commentary may have ruined The Devil's Advocate for me. So thank you.
Or put her in her place.
I try to shout out your podcast, and you're like, yeah, women. They should know their roles.
Make me a sandwich.
That's at True Bromance.
Send all your emails to Amanda.
Mm-hmm. You actually are a little bit more. You have more leeway now because you have
it's street cred. Female, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like,
I can say crazy shit. Mm-hmm. She's way more offensive than I am, though. Like way more offensive.
So what's the next thing you are going to record on?
We just did Stargate. We're talking about Stargate and then Poor Things.